Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, we see this enormous crowd gathering around to hear the word of God from the lips of the Savior. So many were there, they were trampling one another underfoot. And so our Lord, on the side, says first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees," that is, of those who teach but don't do. Don't be like that. Teach and do, just as you see the Christ teaching and doing. And why? Because there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. So just as the hypocrisy of the Pharisees will be made known someday, though it may be secret at the moment, so your virtues will also be made known. The Catechism mentions something similar in the part where it talks about the Last Judgment. This is paragraph 1039. It says, "In the presence of Christ, who is truth itself, the truth of each man's relationship with God will be laid bare. The last judgment will reveal, even to its furthest consequences, the good each person has done or failed to do during his earthly life." Okay? Each person, it goes for each and every one of us. It will all be laid bare. "There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops." And then our Lord, drawing from this teaching, now reveals a consequence. Okay. "I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna, that is, into hell. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one." Okay? So you see the logic here, that the threats from persecutors, the pain that they can inflict, and even death, bodily death, has an end. Okay? But not eternal punishment of the soul, which only comes from God. Eternal death or eternal life are in the hands of God. And that never ends. And so then our Lord goes on to talk about the solicitude that God has for each and every one of us, his divine providence, that even the suffering that we may have to endure in this life does not happen without God's permission. He says, "Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows." Right? The birds of the air, which are not made in the image and likeness of God, not one of them falls from the sky without God knowing it and without him willing it or permitting it. So what about us, we who are made in his image and likeness, for whom he suffered and died, that we may be saved? And how much greater the care and solicitude. The Catechism again talks about this. Paragraph 303 says, "The witness of Scripture is unanimous that the solicitude of divine providence is concrete and immediate. God cares for all, from the least things to the great events of the world and its history." He's governing everything. All things work for the good for those who love God. So on our part, we just have to worry about loving God and he'll worry about the rest. This is what he means when he says, seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest shall be given unto you. Now, there's a great quote from the commentary of Cornelius a Lapide on this passage, where he talks about, of course, with regard to the precepts, we are obliged even to give our lives, rather than offend God gravely, deny our faith, or commit some serious sin. We're obliged to instead give over our lives. But he says it can even be extended to what's merely counseled, and he gives a great example. So let's just read from the commentary. Do not, from fear of death with which the persecutors threaten you, deny my faith, says Christ, or cease from preaching, which I have commanded you. Christ commanding his apostles to preach, don't stop because of threats. For if you do this, you will incur the far worse death of the soul, even its eternal death in hell. And so St. John Chrysostom says, he who is always afraid of hell will never fall into its flames. Okay, keeping that truth present in our minds. This saying of Christ has reference to a most needful precept. He bids us that we must not, through fear of tyrants, break the faith which we have pledged to God, nor violate his law. It may further extend to things which are counseled, not commanded. But then it is a matter of counsel, not of precept, not obligatory, but possible. And he gives an example. Thus, Pope Saint Clement extended it to the Council of Virginity. When Saints Nereus and Acheleus, the servants of Saint Flavia Domitilla, who had been betrothed to Aurelian, the son of the Roman consul, counseled her to embrace virginity and asked Saint Clement to give her the veil. Right, so Saint Flavia Domitilla, she's betrothed to Aurelian, the son of the Roman consul, and she has two servants, Nereus and Acheleus. And they explain to her the beauty of consecrated virginity, its value to become a bride of Christ. And they know or suspect that this is going to anger Aurelian, but they approach the Pope, Saint Clement, and they say, you know, give her the veil of consecrated virginity. And the Pope, how does he answer? He answered bravely, quote, for you, for her, and for me, I perceive there is prepared the palm of martyrdom. But forasmuch as Christ has laid it down that we must not fear them which kill the body, let us disregard mortals, that we may plainly and wholly obey the author of everlasting life. He therefore consecrated Domitilla, a virgin, which when Aurelian, her betrothed, heard, he beheaded Saints Nereus and Acheleus and banished Saint Domitilla to Pontus, where she completed her martyrdom by fire. And finally, Saint Clement the Pope was drowned in the sea, obtaining the palm of martyrdom. Thus were there four glorious victims of virginity, and the heroism of their action consisted in this, that it would have been lawful for them to persuade Domitilla to avoid the persecution by marrying Aurelian. Would not have been sinful. But the love of chastity reigned in their hearts, and Christ gained the victory to the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ad nos non vedere. Christus.